Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our respected audience a beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from Imam Al-Qadhim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the completion of a good act, fulfilling it, taking it to its end and completing it. Imam Qadhim alayhi salam said, "A good favor done to a fellow believer is not considered complete until accompanied by three things." You know, if you want to do a good favor to your fellow believer, your brother in faith, or your sister in faith, this good favor is not complete until it has three properties, it has three characteristics, or it is accompanied by three things. The first is this. The first is the underestimation of the act, meaning the person who is doing this favor to somebody else, he should not consider it as very great. He should underestimate it. He should not believe its value, it is of any value, and then it is very good. Second is concealing it. He shouldn't go around bragging about it. He shouldn't go around telling other people about it. He should try to conceal it as much as possible. The third is hastening its completion, meaning he shouldn't leave it half done. He should try to take it to its end. He should try to complete it. Right, like you say that he wants to go and build a mosque, you know, in a poor neighborhood. Right, he shouldn't go and build the foundation of the mosque and forget about it for another 5 years until he gets, you know, more money. He should try to go and secure the rest of the funds to build the money and complete it. He should go and try to secure the rest of the funds to complete the mosque and you know, go and finish it, get it over with. He who underestimates his good turn to his fellow believer has esteemed his brother highly indeed. Meaning if somebody believes that the act that he has done is not very virtuous, is not very great, in reality, he believes that the believer to whom he is doing this favor to deserves more than what he has done, right? So in fact, you are, you know, regarding your brother in faith as very great. This is a good virtue. This is very virtuous. This is very good. Whereas he who esteems his good turn to be great has deemed his brother to be insignificant. If one is considering the act that he has done, the favor that he has done, to be very good, in reality, he has belittled his brother. He thinks that, you know, this person doesn't really deserve what I have done for him. So he's belittling his brother, which is something bad. He who conceals the good turn that he has done has honored his action. And he who hastened to fulfill his promise takes pleasure in the gift too, right? It's not very pleasurable, you know, to perform half of a good deed or a portion of a good deed and not take it to its fulfillment. When we look at the final product or of the action that we're doing, the end product, the end result of it, that's when we actually take pleasure in the thing that we've done, right? So it's good to hasten and complete the thing that we're doing and take it to its end so that not only that we can take pleasure from it, but also that the actual effects that that act has can be seen and can result and accrue from the act that we're doing. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the completion of a good act in the words of Imam Qadhim alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.